At their May 16th meeting, the Pocahontas County Commission held their second public hearing concerning the submission of an application for a small city's community development block grant to help fund the proposed extension of wastewater service from Durbin to Frank and Bartow. The first such public hearing was held during the May 2nd commission meeting, which drew no one who opposed pursuing the grant application. Such was not the case at the May 16th meeting, however. Author and Karen Collins from Bartow came to voice their opposition to the sewer line and said that many other residents opposed it as well. They were upset that they had recently installed a new and expensive septic system and they would be forced to disconnect it if the sewer line is built. They were also fearful of high sewer charges, as author Collins explains.
Just like I told the Public Service Commission over the last water rate increase, why don't you all just take the senior citizens check, pass it around to these telephone companies, power companies, and all of them, and what's left, maybe we can get us a little bite to eat and a little bit of mess, because we don't need a limited income.
Amanda Smar of the Region 4 Planning and Development Council responded that if the commission obtains this grant, the sewerage rates for the new system would not be high. An upset author Collins sounded off his feelings about that.
That is like they told us on the water. Now it's going right on up.
Yeah.
And they're getting ready for another rate increase. So I don't believe nothing, and I'm speaking for myself, I don't believe nothing that you all say.
Commission attorney Bob Martin advised the Collins that this public hearing only involves the grant application, so that if they object to the project, they need to attend the next Pocahontas County Public Service District meeting and bring as many others who oppose it as possible, since the PSD is the agency which will make the final decision about extending the sewer line. Three other significant items were handled at the May 16th commission meeting. In the first, the commissioners voted to certify that the new Snowshoe Area Resort District petition does contain all 10 items required by state law, and they set a date for the public hearing for the petition for Friday, August 4th at 5 p.m. at the courthouse. They also voted to have the petitioner, Snowshoe Mountain Resort et al., publish the meeting information in the newspaper, mail documents, meeting notice, ballots, and postage paid return envelopes to all real estate owners in the proposed RAD district, conspicuously post these in multiple locations in the proposed RAD district, and file the petition in the county clerk's office. They also decided that the ballots indicating agreement with or objections to the RAD must be returned on or before June 30, 2017. If the landowner does not return their ballot by June 30th, it will not be counted. However, the landowners may still attend the August 4th public meeting and submit their ballots there. In another significant action, the commissioners heard the second reading of the proposed dog ordinance and ordered the publishing of the proposed ordinance prior to the final reading and possible enactment during a future commission meeting. They pointed out that the only changes to the existing dog ordinance the amended ordinance adds is that it can now be enforced in the three county municipalities, Marlinton, Durbin, and Hillsborough. This provision was added at the request of those municipalities, and it removes the requirement in the existing ordinance that the assessor must provide copies of the ordinance to dog owners when they purchase dog tags. The last significant item was that after the May 2nd meeting, an error was discovered in figuring the amount of money available to contribute to nonprofit agencies, and that has been corrected, resulting in additional money being available. As a result, the commissioners voted to donate $1,000 to the Pocahontas County Humane Society and $2,138 to the County Chamber of Commerce to build a new website. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.